Angeles, and I understand that Mrs. Disney is still alive and active.
Is she, I think she is still alive.
Yeah, that's what I was told. And what I want to tell you is that this is an interview for the Archives of American Art. Uh-huh. And the purpose of the interview is to provide information for scholars who are interested in doing research on Georgia O'Keeffe's time in New Mexico.
Oh.
And she was in New Mexico off and on from 1929 until 1949, and then she moved out here permanently.
Who was that?
Georgia O'Keeffe.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And we are interested in people who knew her here, and primarily want to talk about your friendship and things that you found interesting about it.
How'd you find out about me?
That's a tough question. I'm going to tell the tape that I'm sitting in the home of Mrs. Frank Hibben in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's October the 25th, 1991, and we're going to have a conversation about Mrs. Hibben's friendship with Georgia O'Keeffe. I'm going to put this on you right now. I don't know how we found out about you, but it seems to me that there's a foundation called the O'Keeffe Foundation that was formed after her death. And the purpose of the foundation is to preserve her work and to do a catalog of her collection of her work that she produced during her lifetime, and to do projects such as this that will help scholars in their research and build a record about Miss O'Keeffe that has a deeper sense of accuracy and completeness than what we've been able to do so far. And I don't know how we found out about you. I guess you're a celebrity.
Oh, for goodness sake.
But I want to ask you, first of all, how you met Georgia O'Keeffe.
I was living up at the Ghost Ranch then.
And when was that, do you think?
1934.
And what were you
35,
doing?
35, wait a minute. No, 33 I got out of here.
And what were you doing at Ghost Ranch? Why were you living there?
Why?
Yeah.
Well,
I
lived in Princeton in the East, and the six of us decided we wanted to see New Mexico. And we came out, stayed at a dude ranch over near Espanola. It isn't existing now.
Uh-huh.
And we then up to the Ghost Ranch, and it's such gorgeous country that we fell in love with it. And we stayed at the ranch with Mrs. Stanley, and who was her husband then? I can't think. They ran a dude ranch anyway, and they talked about this ghost ranch and the country back there and got us all excited about it. So several years after that, I had a chance to come out, and we just were on our way to Alaska, as a matter of fact.
Really?
And we fell in love with it and immediately wanted to build a house there,
and
which
when you
we did.
Say we, who are you referring to when you say we?
Well, the house Georgia O'Keeffe took over when I left and came to Albuquerque to live.
Well, when you say we wanted to build a house, I don't know who you're referring to. You and who else?
My husband.
Oh, I see.
Frank Hibben.
I see. Uh-huh. So you came out to New Mexico with Frank.
No, not he. Let's see, how was it? It was just a friend of friends, and then just ripened into a friendship.
Oh, I see.
And he fell in love with New Mexico, and I fell in love with New Mexico.
And did you build the house?
And then he graduated from the BS degree from this university.
The University of New Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then we came down here, and we got married in Santa Fe, came down here to live.
I see. Well, did you build a house at Ghost Ranch?
Yes, the one that George O'Keeffe had.
Really?
We built that. Mrs. Stanley designed it because she designed all those houses around in the Ghost Ranch. And we sort of laid it out on a table before we went on to Alaska.
I see.
And then we came back, and then Frank stayed up there for a while before he came down to the university.